Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Good morning. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight numbers at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6:08, up 4 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 6:08, down 3 on the open. September, 6:27, up 5. December, 6:38, up 4. March, 6:42, up 4 on the open. July corn opened at 3:42, up 6 on the open. September, 3:46, up 3. December, 3:59.5, up 4. March, 3:72.5, up 3. May, 3:82, up 2.25. July, 3:87, down 1. December, 3:99.5, down 1.25 on the open. July soybeans opened at 9:02, up 11 on the open. August, 9:05.5, up 9.5. September, 9:14, up 9. November, 9:32, up 9.25. January, 9:44, up 6.75. March, 9:55, up 7.5. May, 9:54, up 4.75. July, 9:62, up 4. July soybean meal opened at 248, up 160 on the open. The August contract also up 160. The tick there also 148. July soybean oil opened at 37.85, up 30 on the open. August 37.95, up 22. At the Merck, August live cattle open at 92.35, up 10 on the open. October, 96.75, unchanged. December, 97.95, up 2.5. February, 98.42.5, down 10 on the open. August feeders open at 114.75, up 12.5 on the open. September, 115.60, unchanged. July lean hogs open at 69.82.5, unchanged on the open. August, 71.75, up 67.5. October, 65.90, up 27.5. December, 64.30, up 15 on the open. And July bellies open at 87.55, up 5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
And congratulations, I guess, on your new position in order.
Yes, it's real exciting working down here in ADM's trading floor. A lot of activity going on and really feel fortunate to be part of the ADM Grain Group.
Let's turn our attention to what the trading action today has been thus far. Appears like we had a bit of a bump off of the opening bell based on the numbers, at least for soybeans, but it's hard to know because some of that could be weather-related too.
Well, there's a combination of things. No doubt that soybeans are the leader here, especially with, you know, the drop in the planted acreage that we knew, a couple weeks ago. So most of, you know, this morning's numbers were somewhat reflective of the lower acreage number. The balance sheet is friendly. The tightening worldwide is going to be a little friendly, the soybean market. But, you know, you had a little rise in corn world-ending stocks, a little rise in the wheat-ending stocks from last month, but they're still below a year ago. But so there wasn't anything real shocking in the report. I think the trade pretty well anticipated. I suppose you could argue about to the extent of the changes. But for the most part, it was pretty well, I think, priced into the market, and that's why we generally have a fairly quiet market here. The weather maps are such to keep everybody on edge here, at least for a few days in here. We're not, you know, we do have good crop conditions, but I think that the heat and the dryness is expected to maybe shave some of those rating levels down, probably next week's report.
Which is why we turn to our technicals to try to get ahead of fundamental information. What are they telling you?
Well, the beans got the best picture of the bunch, and I'm sure you're going to hear a lot of tech people type, you know, talking in that 950 type level, give or take a dime or so, depending upon which way you project some of these technical objectives. But that's kind of the next stopping point here on these beans, or at least that's what technicals are looking at, somewhere around 962, I think, on the old crop, and somewhere around 968 or something like that on the new crop. That's the way you can read it that high. But, you know, a good rain could take the wind out of some of those technical objectives. The corn market kind of looks to me as mostly in a sideways pattern here, waiting for something new to happen, either a prolonged period of dry weather to shrink supplies, or, you know, a good Corn Belt rain event to take prices on down. But seasonally, once you have the type of price action that we've had in corn, where we worry about dry weather during the month of June, the market goes into a June high, and then you get rain. And in this case, we got both rain and a big jump in acres on the June report. We usually have a good, you know, good break during the first couple of weeks of July, and that's kind of what we've had here. Then the market just kind of drifts sideways, waiting on, you know, the August crop report numbers, which, believe it or not, ain't that far away. You know?
Do you anticipate or sense that we might get a harvest surprise like we did a year ago?
Well, I think we got to wait a while before you start talking about a harvest surprise. I think the first step we'll go through is the August crop report. That'll kind of put some markers down for the trade to kind of pivot from, and then we'll start, you know, begin to hear the private estimates and whether or not the crop is going to be a surprise, either up or down. I mean, initially, when you look at USGA's yield projections, especially on corn at 150, that is probably somewhat conservative. But on the other hand, that's about all we've done the last few years, other than when it was 3 years ago when we did the 160. So to the extent of how much damage is being done by this dry weather or what could be done over the next 2 to 3 weeks is, you know, dependent upon how this high-pressure system settles in over the Corn Belt. But that's something for the market to kind of work at, I think, week by week. And I think that's what the corn market is kind of waiting for. I think that the low that we had here right after the June crop report is kind of the bottom of a trading range, and now we're kind of in the defining moments of the upper end of the trading range, and then I think we'll just kind of mark time waiting on weather to complete what it needs to do, either shrink the crop or make it a little larger.
The number crunchers at USDA turned over in the last year or so, Dan, and I'm wondering if trade watchers and people like you keep an eye on the trend of how USDA puts numbers together and senses whether or not they're a conservative bunch or an aggressive bunch, generally speaking, and does that factor into things?
Well, it will. Usually you'll see the August report, for the most part, a lot of times will surprise people both ways. Either, you know, USDA sometimes has a tendency to get real aggressive on yields, and other times they didn't. So you have to kind of take each report by itself. Today's numbers, the only thing you may, you know, like I said, today's numbers, there weren't any earth-shaking surprises in them compared to what we went through here a couple weeks ago with the acreage report. I guess that was the big surprise report of the year so far. And you know, like I said, the market is just kind of, you know, the bean thing has got the fuel because of the declining of the smaller acreage. And, of course, while, you know, July weather has been generally favorable toward the corn crop, And in some cases, have probably got the corn crop in real good shape if you happen to have gotten some pretty good rains. But the bean crop, August weather is still the key in the bean crop. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why the bean market might stay in a leadership role, until the trade begins to get more comfortable with yield prospects for the soybeans.
Before I let you go, let's talk a little bit about the wheat, Dan. Does anything on the horizon that you see technically indicate that wheat has another chance for a run at contract highs?
Well, I think after a setback, I think for the moment here, wheat is in a position here to kind of spend some time in consolidation. But, you still look at those balance sheets and the wheat market still looks tight, and we had a strong up day yesterday. So, to be down here a couple pennies is not uncommon to kind of consolidate. But I think that I got some short-term work that would indicate that maybe wheat market as might struggle in here for a few days, but I don't see anything real damaging over the next couple days anyway.
I suppose a few more weeks of export sales around 43.5 would be very supportive.
Well, we do need export sales is a key to all these markets. If we would get some good export activity, that would go a long ways in maybe improving some basis levels. We just, we just got to have some a pickup of export activity and demand, and then that would kind of prop this market up a little bit. But for now, it's pretty much a weather situation and, how things play out here over the next couple of weeks.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.